Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Okay, so today we have an amazing guest on the podcast. We have Shelley Priest, who you will find out more as we go through this podcast in terms of how we came to know each other. But for now, I'll just let Shelley introduce herself.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm super excited to be here. I'm Shelley Priest. My business is called the Serene Soul Society, and I'm a mindset and body image coach. I'm from Dudley, which is in the Black Country, and I'm living in Perth now, just outside Wolverhampton, so basically like the West Midlands, yeah.
Happy days. Okay, how did you come across me? Did you just find me on social media? Is that how you...
I was watching Geordie OGs, and... you was on there, life coaching Sophie. And I was a life coach, because I was doing like my training then and my course. So I was like, oh, I'm going to follow her on Instagram. And then you put a post out saying you was giving away 10 free sessions to like 10 people. Yeah. So I thought I'll enter the competition. And then I won. And that was... Yeah, it was meant to be, that was.
Oh, well, how funny is that? Okay, so that was back in September, I think, last year, and we're now in April of this year. So that was a good kind of 6 months, maybe longer. And how funny that all that time, I didn't know that's how you'd found me, was through the MTV thing. That's hilarious. So Shelley got one of my free coaching sessions. And then from that coaching session, I think a few months later, I kind of decided, actually, I want to work with Jude. And she came to work with me on the Unbreakable Mindset program that I do. And I think you've only got one session left now, which is amazing. I feel like we've been on such a journey together. So if you were to, in a couple of sentences, say what was the reason why you wanted to work with me? What was the kind of... what was the mindset struggle, or what was the thing that you wanted to overcome?
So for me last year, I noticed that my anxiety had kind of got to its worst. I noticed that my anxiety was worse in my workplace, in my full-time corporate job. And it was kind of based around, you know, coming across as stupid, as if I didn't know how to do things, kind of my communication in meetings and things like that. And also it had started just like seeping into all other areas, as it does into your life. And at the time, I think when I first had that free session with you, I'd been off work for 5 weeks with depression. I'd been signed off. That was kind of the first time that I'd suffered with depression. And the session with you was kind of before I went back to work after those 5 weeks. I never kind of took back control of my thoughts. I didn't do anything about it. I just let the anxiety kind of overwhelm me and got lost in that, and kind of didn't take any action or try and get like claim my power back. And I just felt really stuck in those thoughts. And it was like a never-ending cycle, you know. I'd be like, oh, come on, you can do this. But like trying to force positivity just doesn't work. And that's what I'd been doing for so long.
Oh my God, you put that so well.
Yeah.
You're right. You can't force positivity. And I will just say that Shelley is an amazing mindset coach. And what she helps her clients to do is very similar. It's getting unstuck out of whatever you feel like you're resisting, whatever struggle you're in. And Shelley gets amazing results with her clients. But like with anything, if you have a mindset block that A, you are in resistance to, as in you're in the struggle and all you can see is like worst case scenario and you can feel the anxiety, sometimes you need somebody else to help you to go in. Like there's a lot of coaches out there who have cultures because they want to work through this. And of course, why would you not? We all shout about coaching so much because it is so powerful. And the great thing about Shelley is that what she wanted to work on was that those anxious feelings and her feeling either that she wasn't good enough at work, etc., but also any mental blocks mm-hmm. that might have been shown up for her, not within the work that she did with her clients, but within the business side of things as well. So making sure, because that is one of the things that you manifested, which we'll come on in a second, because you guys will love this manifestation story. It was something I was shouting about to all my other clients afterwards. Huge well done to Shelley for not just sitting in that discomfort and kind of reaching out to me to do that work. What do you think you've learned about yourself while you've done that kind of that internal work of uncovering the things that were holding you back?
I've just learned a lot about who I really am. I think I just kind of got stuck in bad habits before. And what I've learned is just so many things I was doing wasn't serving me and wasn't getting me closer to, you know, the version of me that I wanted to become, the things I wanted to achieve. Obviously staying up late and drinking alcohol every weekend, I'd wake up the next day feeling like groggy and like I didn't really want to do anything. And that triggered my anxiety as well, which I didn't even think about at the time. So I've learned a lot about, you know, my triggers, doing things that serve me. I've just kind of done a lot of work on past traumas and healing those from like my childhood. I'm just a lot kinder and gentler to myself, you know, taking off the pressure of if I do have a day where I feel like, you know, I need to cancel plans and not see anybody or just switch off from the world, then I allow myself to do that without the guilt.
100%. And the other thing I think you've got really good at, because I've noticed this throughout the process that we've been doing, is almost coaching yourself out of the anxious thought. Like you've definitely done that on a few occasions, like when you've come back to session and you said, oh, well, on such and such day, I felt like this, but actually, and then you kind of work through that process because you know, and I know that anxious thoughts want us to kind of sit in it and sit in the discomfort and to keep us stuck. And it takes a lot to be able to kind of step outside of that and go, what is it trying to tell me? What actions do I need to take in spite of this? Or even having that day where you just go, actually, do you know what? I don't need to see anyone today. I just want to have like my own company and I just want to switch off and do some meditation, etc. Like you're really good at that now, which is fantastic. Let's get on to the manifestation side of it, because that is kind of, as I always say on this podcast, is it's the cherry on the cake. Once you've done the mindset work, then manifestation just happens because you believe in it and you are excited about life. If you're not stuck in the struggle, then you are excited about life and things massively start to happen and start to change. In terms of manifestation, what work had you done prior to working with me? Like what awareness did you have of manifestation? Because you were very open to it. So I think you already knew about manifestation before we worked together, because I don't normally mention it unless people are like up for it.
I think it was around probably February last year. That was kind of when like realization hit me that, you know, I wasn't happy in my situation and I started looking at what I wanted to do, which obviously led on to life coaching. So around that time, that was when I kind of got introduced to law of attraction and manifestation. You know, I started reading books like The Secret. So I had like been learning about it, and the first thing that happened was I kind of did the test of, you know, obviously when you ask the universe for a sign, and I'd asked for a ladybird. I'd like never done it before, so I'd learned about it, but I was like, oh, okay, I want to put this to the test. So I asked like the universe to send me a ladybird, and that would mean, you know, that I was on the right path with becoming a life coach and everything like that. And I think it was 2 weeks later, I'd kind of forgotten about it. I'd just like let it go. And I went for a walk. And then when I came back and got home, I like literally put my key inside the door. And then right next to that, there was like a ladybird. And I was like, oh my God. I was literally on my doorstep, like absolutely dancing around in happiness. Like, oh my God, the ladybird. I was absolutely buzzing.
We'll get on to the story about the stork in a second.
That's crazy. So insane. I know.
Right. What was the thing that you felt like you were in resistance to, or you felt like you were struggling receiving?
I'd launched my kind of business, my life coaching business in October, I think it was. So obviously, I think before you kind of get that first client, there is obviously like, oh, you know, like that resistance to, you know, when's like, will it going to happen? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Because it's when's so it important to you as well.
Exactly. And obviously that was when working with you and learning about that manifestation process. That was what I'd manifested. I asked for like 3 clients for that month. And it was like 3 days when we had that session and you kind of walked me through the process of how to manifest. It was 3 days later. I just checking my emails and I had like the form come through of someone wanting to work with me. And I was just like, oh my God, 3 days later and it's here.
I remember that so, so well because you voice note. I wonder if you voice noted us or whether you sent us, because I bet I could find it now in terms of the message you sent me, because one thing that you've really wanted to manifest was somebody asking to work with you and filling out the form. So I talked you through the process that the clients do in my Month to Manifest course. And it's really, really simple. It's like, it takes like 10 minutes and you did it.
It was the Sunday when I started the manifestation process. And then it was the Tuesday that I had the email come through. So to be fair, it was 2 days. Yeah. I just remember like running around the room and voice noting, yeah.
I can remember exactly. It was around you kind of going, can you believe it? Somebody's contacted us through one of the forms. That's exactly what I was manifesting. And you were just on such a good run after that. So you manifested your clients that you wanted. And then tell me then what happened to your client with the stork. Because this, I don't really know the full story of this. I saw it on your stories and I was going, is there really a stork? Where do they live? and you were like, yeah, it was the same, right? So tell everyone about the stork story, because this still like sticks in my head.
Oh, this is just absolutely incredible. I was like, full of so much joy just when this amazing client messaged me this story. So basically, I think it was November that we worked together. Mm-hmm. And she'd had a really hard time getting pregnant, and unfortunately she had miscarried. And that was kind of, you know, how we started working together. It was to help her pull herself out of those negative thoughts. She was in quite a dark place and, you know, as we spoke about earlier, just felt quite stuck. She had, like, believed in law of attraction and manifestation before, but after this happened, she kind of just felt a bit lost. So it was just pulling her back kind of out of that and getting her to fall back in love with it, with herself and life again, and have that belief. So yeah, when we started working together, I think it was literally like a few weeks later, she messaged me and she was like, oh my freaking God, you won't believe it. She was like, I've just seen like a real life stork on the fence outside in my garden. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, a stork? Like, oh my God. I thought there was just like in stories. And she was like, you know, I really feel like it's a sign from the universe because I'm taking a pregnancy test in the next few days. So I'm really hoping this is like my sign. And I was like, oh my God. Obviously, she didn't want to say anything until like the 3 month stage of the pregnancy. And when she announced it, I obviously messaged her straight away. And I was like, oh my frigging God, I'm so happy for you. And she was just like, she was like, when I messaged you about the stalk and I took that pregnancy test, that was when I found out I was pregnant. She was like, so literally after working with you, she was like, I honestly, yeah, she was just, you know, telling me how grateful she was, how high vibe she was feeling. And just when you do that work and you get onto that level and you think about, you know, all of the things you do want instead of being stuck in the things that you don't, once you kind of raise your vibration, that's obviously when you're able to manifest these things into your life. And yeah, it just blew my mind. I still can't believe it.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
While you were talking there, I just started Googling, where do storks live? Because I don't think I've ever seen a stork in my life. So where are storks found in the UK? Wetlands and grassland areas. So there are storks. And
I mean, yeah.
Am I just naive to think that I've never seen a stork? And maybe I have. I don't think I have. I'm looking at a picture of one now. No, I've definitely not seen one. Anyway, irrelevant. Nobody wants to listen to me scrolling and looking for a stork. But I bet you all do it now. But you all do it now in case you see it.
I know. Everyone will be Googling it.
Do you know what I love more about all of this, what we're talking about now, and I guess what this episode is really key about, is that you can have all the tools and you can know how to do things, but that resistance is the thing that if you don't release it, it'll just keep repeating itself time and time again. Mm-hmm. And even as you're talking there, I was thinking about a podcast that I listened to this morning. And it's funny because we've definitely talked about Gabby Bernstein before. And it was the one where Gabby Bernstein, I think it only came out today. Yeah, it literally only came out today. It's on Super Soul. It's called Super Soul Special, Gabrielle Bernstein, and it's how the universe helped her get pregnant. And she talks about her struggle with getting pregnant and how she almost ended up in resistance to it for a good few years until she started to remove the struggle. It's a really, really powerful episode. And I will link to it in the show notes as well. If there's a part of our business that we so desperately want, like, you know, getting your life coach certification and then so desperately wanting clients, you end up in resistance to it because you're not thinking, oh my God, this is totally going to happen for me. You're like, oh my God, what if it doesn't?
Yeah.
And you end up sabotaging it. You know, we've definitely talked about that even only recently, because you can do the work and then it can start to flow in and something can stop that flow. Like, I know in January when I paid off my tax bill, I paid off my credit card, and I ended up with kind of like no savings left in the bank because I'd done loads of payouts, that I then went into an internal struggle of like, oh my God, what if I don't make any money this month? And I'll be very honest with clients, like January, I didn't make any money. And that was because I was absolutely in resistance to the thing that I wanted. Once you remove that and you allow it back in, you do, like, it's just, oh, it's like that. I can't describe it anything other than if you think about when you're in resistance, that there's a tightness of the chest. You're constantly thinking about it. It's the only thing you can think about. You know, if there's anyone out there who was, you know, trying to get pregnant, then, you know, I know that every day you're probably waking up thinking, why hasn't it happened to me? And all you can hear is other people getting pregnant. And again, it's because we end up in the struggle. And that's the same in business. That's the same if you want a relationship. You know, you'll be thinking about all the ways in which you're in a lack of, because you'll wake up thinking, I'm on my own. Like, I don't have anyone to wake up next to, or even something in the house will feel really hard because you'll think you're on your own. Like, as in, like, how to describe it? Like, you might look out the window and think, oh God, like, the grass needs cutting and this needs doing and that needs doing. And it kind of just screams at, you're on your own, you're on your own. And so then you keep being in resistance to it. And then you keep thinking about why you don't have the thing that you have. And then you just in that struggle. And then it's, again, it's like waking up every day and looking at your emails thinking, oh, well, nobody's booked in a call. You then acknowledge the struggle and you start off that day feeling like I'm in a struggle. Yeah. Like, I've actually stopped looking at my emails in the morning because I would think, oh, nobody booked in a call last night when I was asleep. I would wake up in the morning and that's how I'd start my day. Like, how bad is that? That I start my day in resistance. So I actually don't do that now. And A, because of Lent, I decided to give up using my phone first thing in the morning when I got up. But I just have a different process because I removed the struggle out of it. It is really powerful when you do that work with someone else, because when you're in that resistance, it's sometimes hard to see the wood for the trees. You know, like all of the work we've done together, I know that you will powerfully do that work with other people, but sometimes you can't do it for yourself because you don't know what's at the end of that anxious thought until somebody helps you pull it out. It's like, it's the unwiring process, I call it, where somebody has to do that internal work to go, right, let's go further, let's go deeper, let's get into the subconscious of why this isn't working. But oh my God, I'm so pleased that you came on the podcast, because those stories, I just know, are going to help somebody else that's struggling today. And I'm actually going to do, I've actually done a post on releasing the struggle today on my Instagram. So today is, we're recording this on the 13th of April. So if you want, I won't read it out now because it'll be too long, but if you want to have a read of it, then do so. What, if anything, would you like to kind of finish off with saying, Shelley, before we wrap up?
You know, I just hope when people listen to this that they know the importance of really digging into themselves, you know, assessing the things that they're doing in their life, the habits, are they serving them? You know, there's always ways that you can pull yourself out of ruts and staying in that cycle. And yeah, I'm just hoping that these amazing stories do inspire people and helps them realise that they don't have to stay stuck in that cycle and they have the power to live the life that they want.
Amazing. You put that so beautifully. Right. Thank you so much, Shelley, for coming on the podcast. There'll be a link to Shelley's Instagram page on the show notes as well. And I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks so much, Jude.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.